Today we will discover how incredibly important it is to have the right view about the whole topic of supernatural healing. If we keep this in mind, we will have some helpful keys at the same time, which will help us greatly to exercise faith. But what is the right perspective of biblical healing? We read in Ephesians 2, "And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Somebody once came into F.B. Meyer's office and discovered a poster which said, "Look down." He asked F.B. Meyer, "What makes you want to look down? Does the Bible not encourage us to look up?" He answered, "It depends where you are seated. I sit in the heavenly places in Christ, and therefore I'm looking down." That's exactly the right place to be when it comes to healing and deliverance. If you fight from the position of a loser position, looking up to the sickness or to the demon, then most likely nothing is going to happen. It is extremely vital from which position you fight from. Let's look at the two different positions Saul and his armies fought Goliath compared with David. 1 Samuel 17. "And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man, that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid." Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse and who had 8 sons. And the man was old, advanced in years in the days of Saul. "Then David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Saul said, Goliath is too big to hit. David said, Goliath is too big to miss." Before David and Goliath fought, they talked to each other. Before a miracle takes place, a conversation comes first. And who starts it? The devil. Goliath started the conversation in verse 43. "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods, "Come to me and I will give you flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." Notice now David's confidence in God when he replied in verse 45, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head off from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." I heard this story from Dan Muller. Jerry, a workmate of Dan, had a major back problem with his disc. All evidence were clear on those x-rays. He was on the way to a big operation. Dan Muller prayed for him, being just 3 months, saved himself. Jerry walked away exactly in the same way, bent and crippled. It was only after the doctors made new x-rays and declared his back is perfectly well. From then on, he walked normally. "Don't look with your eyes. Who do I believe? What I see or what the word of God says?" Jerry was instantly healed, and yet he walked away in the same way. He started to walk normally when the doctor declared him healed. Only from then on he believed it himself too. His muscles memory told him to walk on in the way he always walked. In the world, it's seeing is believing. In Christianity, it's believing is seeing. If you ordered a very expensive branded watch, a Swiss watch of course, and then they delivered you a plastic Casio watch for $999, what would you do? You would get in touch with the company and say, "I'm sorry, I don't accept that. That's not what I have paid for. I want you to send me what I have paid for." Would that be right to do that? Of course it's right, because that's what you have paid for. It's the same with healing. Jesus has paid for our healing. If it doesn't happen, we need to get the receipt out, Isaiah 53, which says, by his stripes we are healed. We don't just settle for less, as you wouldn't settle for the plastic case you watch either. Jesus had paid a huge price in full, and he doesn't want us to settle for less. At the same time, I want you to have the right perspective about the whole issue of healing. Yes, God nearly never responds to compassion, but to faith. We all probably had compassion multiple times for sick people and they didn't get healed. I personally only saw healings when I obeyed God by commanding healing in his name or thanking God for what he has already paid for, and not when I had compassion for the sick. However, it is vital, vital important to know that faith works through love. Love is the ultimate motivation even in praying for the sick. Why? Because God is love. God's love is the source of all healing. Not your love for the person, but God's love. Period. 1 Corinthians 13 nullifies every act of faith if it wasn't done through love. But as God lives in us, he wants to demonstrate his love through us. And in Matthew 25, we read, I was sick and you visited me. So Jesus doesn't condemn that you didn't heal that sick person, but he commands you that you cared for that person in love. It all is summarized in 13 for us. It says, and now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. I also would like to address very quickly, where do doctors and medication come into all this? People sometimes are not sure if they take medication. Do they act in unbelief? First of all, thank God for doctors. Paul Munroering says, I can be 100% for medical intervention and 100% for supernatural, and I compromise neither. People have died because they stopped taking medication as an act of faith. Let the Holy Spirit work. When you pray for healing or someone prays for you, then stop the medication when your healing is confirmed. And you can even go to the doctor to get it confirmed. It's that simple. I'm not saying that there is no place to stop taking medication in faith. I prayed for someone and that person said she believes she got healed and wants to stop taking medication immediately. I didn't tell her to do that, but she came up with that idea and conviction herself. When she asked me what I thought of that, I replied, I agree. And she was healed. We need to let the Holy Spirit work this out, but never be foolish in it. If no healing kicks in, then it's better to keep taking medicine and use the time to grow in faith and receive divine healing later, rather than to die in a well-meant faith. Thank you very much for watching. We have just one more topic to go, but what has being an ambassador for Christ got to do with healing? See you soon.